next morning.
What have you done, Boxy?
Something. Okay, this was a disaster. And you know me well enough to know I don't have many addictions. I'm not into many, like, you know, online games or things. But when I get one, I get right on it. And then I go off it. Like Wordle.
Yeah.
I was really into Wordle like a month ago.
Yeah.
I've been on and off.
I kept beating
you. I just sort of
like to purchase some coins on some stupid games.
I can go intense. Like I was intense on Candy Crush and then I just go off it.
Yeah.
So I...
You loved to punt. You started a lotto for a bit.
Oh, exactly. It's like it's
the
like
lot.
I do bursts and then I get bored. I think that's it. It's actually a theme. I get bored quite easily. So I've just realised something about myself.
It's not a bad thing.
Is it?
That's how I like to do
stuff.
You should
stick with some things, though, shouldn't you?
Nah, just do something heaps for a short amount of time.
There we go, and then move on.
Yeah.
So, Evermerge, it's a game that my daughter introduced me to.
Wow.
What is it?
On my phone. So it's, how do I explain it? I should. So it's a no. It's not. It's an adult game too. But kids
no.
Like,
oh, no.
So what you need to do is there's all these lands and you need to gather all the fairy tale characters. So you've got to get Cinderella.
And as Alex would say to me, Fiona, it's a child's game.
Okay.
And why are you buying coins? Because it means nothing and it goes nowhere. This is what she says to me when I buy coins for my pokies.
Stop telling people I buy coins.
You do.
Yeah, but that's private.
This is what's happened, hasn't it?
Yeah,
hey,
so
whoa.
This is what's happened, bro.
Hold on. No,
like, stop saying I brought coins. I think this is what where this is going.
Yeah, but no, people aren't supposed to know that I spend money on stupid things.
Well, we all spend money on stupid things.
No, it's pretend.
And why would you say this game's for children? Evermerge is a match three puzzle game in which you have to free the fairy tale characters. That sounds like some pretty intense adult gameplay.
Real adult.
Okay, it's so cool because then you get mythical.
So cool! Who are you trying to fool?
You get mythical creatures and you've got to gather them and then you're harvesting apples and you're doing all this stuff.
Oh my God, you're farming.
You're a farmer.
Oh!
Saving the land.
If my crop's good, can I meet a princess?
And then occasionally I get to get close to a unicorn and that's when I...
Wow, can you hear yourself?
And that's when I have spent actual real life money.
Oh, chasing the unicorn.
You get so close to something. And
you
then
could
they
be
go,
chasing the dragon.
Oh, $7.99, you can have it. And I go, oh, it's $7.99.
And then
it's
you don't realise it's American converted, so it's like $12.99.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's not seven. It's not Australian.
So anyway, last week I went to play, and I just play when I'm bored. You know when things like when I'm putting... when Daisy's falling asleep in my arms and things like that. That's when I get on my phone.
Or when
you two are having a chat, I jump on and just play it mindlessly. And I went to play it and I couldn't find it. I just couldn't find it. And then I realised it's been deleted. And anyone with a three-year-old knows when your kids get your phone, they just do stuff. And Daisy had accidentally or deliberately deleted the app. So I downloaded it again, but I hadn't connected it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't connected to my email or Facebook. Oh. And I was back. I was up to level 35, guys. That had taken me. I started this game in October. So what's that? It's 8 months.
Mm.
8 months. I've spent a bit of money on buying some unicorns and some griffins. I don't know because when you drop like $7 every couple of days,
it probably adds up
and it's embarrassing. Yeah. So I was panicking and I was Googling how do you get back your Evermerge. And then I was so frustrated. It was like the middle of the night.
I love that. By the way, I love that's the bit you're embarrassed about. Not that you're playing a match three puzzle game in which you have to free the fairy tale characters. It's the spending the money.
Spending the money. So I found out that Evermerge is owned by this big Silicon Valley company, like a big Google type company. So I've just emailed them direct. And I just said, hi, I play one of your games, Evermerge. And it got deleted and I was up to level 35.
I'm 55 years old.
No, I didn't. And I just said, I need this back. And then I got an email from a guy, Wesley, from Silicon Valley.
Wes.
And he was like, can you tell me what level you're up to and all the things that, all the animals that you had in your
Normally
farm?
We just get finger painting sent to us. This is an email from an adult. This is incredible. This is the first time we've ever had an inbound email.
Mate, that'll be sitting around there doing nothing and an email popped up.
Yeah.
Whoa! We got one!
It's like a landline ringing at a Macca's.
What? I don't even know there was one here. Real life person. She's an adult.
And then Wesley, so he said to me, tell me everything you've got. And I told him I'd had unicorns and I had Rapunzel and Snow White and I was just about to get the Wicked Witch. And
it's like insurance company when you add an iPad and stuff.
And then, wait for it, Wesley sent me an email back the next day and he goes, done. And I opened it up and it was all back level 35 and he'd given me extra unicorns and he said, I've given you this land and that land.
Yes.
And I just went, like it was like Christmas. And also he believed me. Yeah. Like it just occurred to me, contact Silicon Valley and just say, like I'm up to level 100,000 on Candy Crush and they'll just put you there.
You should have chucked him. You had a couple of 100,000 coins.
Well, I should have. I was too honest. I should have told him. Anyway. I've got all my animals
like
and mythical creatures back. Yeah.
Do you really feel like a big adult now?
I wish I never brought it up.
The bad news is her bank account's empty though. She got scammed.